known as Nissan. Nissan, the name and the technology behind every Datsun.
Famous Ashley Reeves sale continues. Huge reductions in all branches. Suede skirts were 95 pounds, now 65 and $49.95. Wool skirts, Italian knitwear, all reduced. Don't miss the Ashley Reeves super sales to Lorgan, Ballantyre, and Furhouse shopping centers.
Is your car dangerous? If your shock absorbers need replacing, your car is dangerous. Fast Fit Exhaust. Fits Monroe fully guaranteed shock absorbers while you wait at an unbeatably fair price. Fast Fit Exhausts. For exhausts and Monroe shock absorbers are at Crumlin Road opposite Crumlin Shopping Centre, at Santry Avenue opposite the stadium, and at Shaw Street off Pier Street. Fast Fit Exhausts. For shock absorbers and exhausts. 6 days a week. Fast Fit.
Time to have a cup of Lion's tea.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
This is the Nova News at 1.
It's 1 o'clock on Monday, the 9th of January. The news with Ken Hammond and Bob Gellico. Good afternoon. We begin and end with financial news today. Atlantic Resources shares have fallen very sharply since Friday. They were then trading at £8.50 and as of now are down to £6.10. The Irish pound is at an all-time low against the American dollar. It was trading at $1.09 this morning. The dollar's rise has come with growing signs of economic recovery and high interest rates in the United States. Analysts say the European Central Bank believe the latest surge might be followed by a sustained fall later in the year. And we'll have an update on that rate in our financial report at the end of the news. The medical union has said it's unreservedly opposed to reported moves to establish a comprehensive family planning service through health board clinics. The union said it has sought an urgent meeting with the Minister for Health, Mr. Desmond, to discuss the proposed change, which it said would be ill-advised, inefficient, and unnecessarily expensive. The Council for the Status of Women has welcomed Mr. Desmond's plan to amend the Family Planning Act, saying new legislation was long overdue. This morning, Jenny McIver asked Dr. Seamus Ryan of the Irish Medical Union why the IMU opposed the proposal that the health boards should run the family planning service.
There are two major elements in this. Number one, what we see as the proper care of patients. Number two, the standing of general practice and its erosion by many different spin-off specialist units. In other words, the principle of a GP having overall responsibility for a patient's care has been emphasized very strongly over the last number of years by, for example, the Royal College of GPs in England, the World Health Organization, and our own Department of Health even here through the Working Party, which has been going on recently. And we see this as a very serious division of care in the area which is very close to 50% of the population. In other words, care of women's health is almost being divorced totally from primary care at general practitioner level, and we think that's wrong. There was no consultation at all, and we believe that the terms and conditions of service of doctors are very important to us, of course, and we feel we should be consulted before any new plan is introduced.
But what about the fact that certain doctors in the past have objected on what they've called moral grounds to me being involved in the area of contraceptives?
Yes, well,
if they were involved and did run the service, would it not result in a limitation of access?
Certainly I can appreciate that point, Jenny, and we did, or at least Dr. Smith, who made the statement, made it clear that he accepted and understood that there might be areas where there would be a very poor supply of service because of that. And he stated very clearly that we are very happy and willing to enter into negotiations with the Minister to provide an alternative form of service in such areas. We have no objection in principle to this, whether it be done one way or the other. But we believe that the right way to do it, where possible, is through the general practitioner.
Dr. Seamus Ryan of the Irish Medical Union. Former Secretary of State for the North, Mr. Merlin Rees, has called on the British government to reveal whether American intelligence agents are operating within the North. His call follows an apparent allegation by the official Unionist MP, Enoch Powell, that the CIA was involved in the murder of Earl Mountbatten of Burma. According to the Guardian newspaper today, Mr. Powell stated in a letter that the murder was a very high-level job, not unconnected with the nuclear strategy of the United States.
The deputy leader of the SDLP, Mr. Seamus Mallon, said this morning that the party had decided against meeting the IUC Chief Constable, Sir John Herman, for security talks recently, because it was obvious that any political party who would meet for such talks was not interested in security but in saving the Northern Assembly. Mr. Mallon said that the police authority should be an independent body, free from any political influence. Those unionist parties, he said, who have agreed to meet with Mr. Herman were politicizing the issue of security. Mr. Mallon accused Mr. Pryor of having foolishly sacrificed the hitherto independent position of the Chief Constable simply to save his ailing assembly. Mr. Mallon said that until now, Sir John Herman had courageously withstood any pressure from political parties, but that Mr. Pryor had unfairly pushed him into agreeing to meet with political parties in order to save the assembly. Jenny McIver asked Mr. Mallon by telephone this morning, had he lost confidence in the police authority because of Sir John's meeting with the unionist parties?
I say that they have behaved very shabbily in this instance. I say that they have been led by their chairman into a position which no independent body should ever be in, and that is being part of political manoeuvring.
Well, if the ultimate objective of meeting with Sir John Herman was to in any way improve security in the North, wouldn't it be worthwhile?
One would have doubts about that. Let's be honest about it. The leader of one of the parties who is going to advise him on security is himself someone who, in the recent past, has brought men to the top of mountains in the north of Ireland and threatened the rest of the community while they waived their gun licenses. That is the type of person who is going to advise the Chief Constable on policing in the north of Ireland. There is no way in which any self-respecting Chief Constable would accept advice from someone of that nature. I'm referring directly to Mr. Paisley, whose record on law and order and security has been anything but good.
Well, the SDLP may, of course, be accused of politicising this whole the whole issue of security at the moment because the other unionist parties are prepared to meet Mr. Herman. How would you react to that, George?
My reaction would be that the very people who are politicising the whole question of security are, on the one hand, the unionist parties, and on the other hand, the Secretary of State.
Well, the unionist parties would say that their reason for meeting Mr. Herman rather than Mr. Pryor would be that Mr. Herman is directly in charge of the security forces.
Directly in charge of the security forces and responsible to the government, in this case the authority being the Secretary of State. Responsible always to the Secretary of State for the handling of security. And for that reason, all political dealings in relation to security should be done directly on a political level with those responsible, in this case the Northern Ireland office, and not someone who is employed by the police authority, in this case Sir John Herman.
The deputy leader of the SDLP, Mr. Seamus Mallon. In Uganda, 8 abducted Red Cross workers have now been freed by anti-government guerrillas, but there's still another 3 missing, according to Red Cross officials. The 11 Red Cross people were helping those left homeless after an anti-guerrilla sweep by government forces when they were abducted by armed men, according to Ugandan government radio. The 8 people freed haven't been named, but it's known that 3 of them are Swiss, most probably women, and 5 are Ugandan volunteers.
Foreign ministers of Lebanon, Syria, and Saudi Arabia will meet for a second time later today to discuss a peace plan for Beirut and the mountains east and south of the Lebanese capital. The Lebanese and Syrian ministers had talks lasting more than 5 hours with Prince Saud al-Faisal at his private residence in Riyadh last night. The Jordanian parliament met today for the first time since it was suspended by King Hussein in 1974. The decision to suspend the legislature was taken after an Arab summit declared the PLO to be the sole legitimate representative of the Palestinians. The parliament, which includes deputies from the Israeli-occupied West Bank, endorsed a constitutional amendment paving the way for new members or electing new members to vacant seats. An invitation was issued to Mr. Yasser Arafat to visit Jordan and discuss joint strategy with King Hussein on the Palestinian issue. Meanwhile, Arafat's Fatah movement meets today in Tunis to discuss its strategy after its military defeat by Syrian-backed dissidents in Lebanon. The meeting, the latest in a series, will review the implications of Mr. Arafat's meeting with the Egyptian President Mubarak last month. It will also prepare a Congress of Fatah, the largest faction of the PLO. Fatah's 11-member Central Committee met last week and approved a plan for closer ties with Jordan and Egypt.
South Africa says its troops have started to withdraw from Angola. Military spokesman Major John Rolt confirmed that South African forces were proceeding south, but he could not say how far they would go. South African forces could continue search and destroy operations against black nationalist guerrillas in Angola's provinces. The South Africans invaded Angola on December 6th to disrupt a rainy season offensive in Namibia by SWAPO guerrillas. In Britain, as many as 8,500 miners are being sent home today because of a 10-week overtime ban imposed by the National Union of Mine Workers. In North Staffordshire, 3,000 miners were unable to work because 40 winding engine men are on strike at four pits in retaliation for picketing which stopped them reporting for work at the weekend. Miners have also been sent home in South Staffordshire, Yorkshire and Lancashire either because of the effects of the NUM ban or failure to complete weekend maintenance work.
And so to today's financial report, the Irish pound is currently standing at 78.40 pence sterling, and at the moment 1.0947 against the US dollar, and that is an all-time low. Within the European currencies, on the currency exchange, your Irish punt is currently worth 9.4685 French francs, 3.1015 marks, 3.481 guilders, and 179.15 pesetas. At noon today, spot gold is worth $364 US dollars per fine ounce, spot silver, 5 pounds 68 pence sterling, also per fine ounce. Financial Times Index is up 2.6 at 796.9, while the Dow Jones on Friday night closed up 4.4 at 1286.64, and that's within a point of the record high of November last year. Financial report courtesy of Comex Commodity Brokers at 608-977.
And the weather for Dublin, becoming milder with cloud developing. There'll be outbreaks of light rain. The high, 9 degrees Celsius. The winds are southwesterly, force 4 to 6 on Dublin Bay. High tide in Dublin, 3:22 p.m. And sunset in Dublin just over an hour later at 4:26 p.m.
That's the Independent Radio News. The time is 10 minutes past 1 from Ken and myself. Good afternoon.
Radio Nova. All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray,
and the sky is gray.
I've been for a while, for a while, on a winter's day,
on a winter's day.
I think they've been wild.
butterfly, why am I so shy when I'm beside you? It's only love that is all. Why should I feel the way I do? It's only girl. It's only love and that is all. Why should I feel the way I do? It's only love and that is all. But it's so hard loving you. Yes, it's so hard loving you.
From 1965, The Beatles, It's Only Love, from the movie Help. Also 66, California Dreaming, The Mamas and the Papas. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ken. Next up, it's Little Feet.
When you need to say things over, the sea can be your friend. The wind and the sail gonna give you space again.
JWT, Holidays 84.
Taking off with the anchor.
Get your copy of the JWT 1984 brochure now. JWT, we're with you all the way.
How would you like to win a Funtrek skiing holiday for two in Switzerland valued at £700? I bet you would, and here's how you can. Each night from Sunday to Thursday, a free draw will take place at the Dublin Ice Rink in Dolphin's Barn. The lucky winners will go forward to a grand draw taking place on the 25th of March. The prize, that fabulous Funtrek holiday for two with return flights from Switzerland. So put a glide in your stride and come along to the Dublin Ice Rink Dolphin's Barn, the coolest place in town.
Now at Duffy Fabrics, the spectacular fabric. Sale, sale, sale. Duffy Fabrics, North Earl Street and Ilex Center.
Tom Hardy.
just 4 hours once a week, and you know where your favorite songs are in the national music scene. My name's Casey Kasem, and I'll be counting them down every week on American Top 40. The countdown can be heard Sundays from 12 until 4 in stereo, right here on Radio Nova.
Coverage that's straight and through. Tee off with the Evening Herald. You'll have to go a fair way to find better coverage of all major tournaments and local golfing events, because the Evening Herald's approach to golf reporting puts them on top of the leaderboard.
For
golf coverage, open the Evening Herald. Whatever it is, the Herald has it.
The real sale. The sale you've all been waiting for starts tomorrow at Roche's stores, Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway, Wilton and Blackrock. Don't miss it. Huge reductions in all departments. 9 a.m. tomorrow. There's no place like Roche's stores.
It's Monday magic at Maxine's. Get on down to Maxine's this Monday for an amazing night out. Every Monday it's the fellas free night. That's right, free for fellas. Sorry, girls, you've got to pay, but it'll be worth it. Get together with the elegant people at Maxine's.
Your music is Radio Nova. Right by the lady border with Egypt, and it is brilliant. It is not that it's stuck here.
It's not that it's stuck here.
Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
Minutes to two from Radio Nova. Eddie Grant, good concert last year too. Electric Avenue, James Ingram, together with Michael McDonald. Yamo be there. Don't ask me what it's about. It's a Monday afternoon from Nova. If you've been wondering what's happened to Phone a Fiver, that's back a little later this week. Tom Robinson.
Afraid to go home in the dark. All day today, just excuse for tomorrow. Tomorrow, just something to do. Too good to be true. Too good to be true.
watching TV. I hope in hell I'm able to tell whatever's happened to me. Facing a face in the future, hope I got something to lose. Too good to be true. Too good to be true.
To the Gap sale. Sarsaparilla stretch denim jeans wear $19.98, now just £13. And Sarsaparilla cord jackets were $29.98, now only £10. That's a third of the original price. Sticky Fingers culottes were $29.98, now £13. Rocky jeans down from $22 to £15. And network stuff down.
Get down to the Gap sale soon. It can't go on much longer.
Don't buy that car without calling to Windsor Motors first. Windsor Motors, South Circular Road, Rialto, can offer you realistic trade-in value, genuine first-class service, the superb range of Nissan Datsun cars, and excellent bargains in used car models. You know where to buy that car. Windsor Motors.